Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
TIC. Joe.
All right, Rayman, we welcome in Patrice McCarthy, Deputy Director, General Counsel for the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Patrice, good morning. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. We've talked a lot since the schools were closed about the students and they're adjusting to learning at home. What about for the teachers? How well prepared were they for this?
I think there's significant variation among our districts in terms of the level of preparation, both the professional staff as well as having the tools that are necessary for remote learning. But I think every district is putting a lot of attention, school boards, superintendents, teachers, principals, and the students are all working very hard to make this a meaningful learning experience.
Well, and I think the thing should be, look, just a quick mechanical question, but since teachers are not working, they're still getting paid, are they not?
Well, teachers are definitely working. They are have set up Google Classrooms in some districts.
Okay.
They're checking in with their students on a regular basis, because we have to be concerned about not just the academics, but the other types of support that our young students need.
Right, right.
What, to give us, Patrice, explain the Google Classroom a little bit.
Well, I'm not really an expert in it, but it does allow teachers to interact in a real-time basis with their students, and there are a lot of learning tools that are available to use with students at all grade levels. But it is a challenge. It's not something anyone was prepared to roll out in mid-March.
When we get to the curriculum, you know, basically I would guess you're giving lesson and instructions, directions. Matt, who's been homeschooling himself as of now, the teacher checks in just about every day. Teacher's been working pretty hard. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean they're not working. They are working, just a different place. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, the teachers are still involved with this.
They are definitely involved. It's obviously a different type of experience, and we certainly hope that perhaps we will, if schools are available to be used over the summer, if it's a safe situation, we'll be able to provide some additional learning experiences then.
Patrice, what advice is the CABE giving to teachers? What kind of directives have you given to school systems or to teachers themselves as far as how to handle this situation? Because it's so, as you said, nobody was expecting this. They might have been prepared, but nobody was expecting this.
Right.
Well, our guidance goes to school board members who are setting the policies in their districts and working very closely with their superintendents. And the real messages are to be flexible, to try and make sure that every student is connected to a learning experience. And that, in some of our communities, is particularly challenging because the home environment is not necessarily conducive to ongoing learning. So we have to figure out better ways to support those students in particular.
I think we talked to Mayor Bronin earlier this week, and was the Hartford School District giving out Chromebooks? I think they were.
That's correct, and there have been an additional donation has been made of about 60,000 Chromebooks.
God.
So having those tools is critical, making sure that those families are able to connect to the Internet, but also making sure that students have support in their homes so that learning remains a priority.
What about the other staff in schools? Obviously, it's more than just teachers. It's paras. It's the words escaping the nurses, that kind of thing. The office workers. How are they being compensated, if at all, during this time?
It does vary from district to district. Some of our paraprofessionals are engaged in supporting the district learning, the distance learning programs. So they are continue to work. The central office staff, I know, and we've been in contact with many of them, and they are working remotely. They're updating district policies. They're providing continued support to their administrators.
Are they still getting are you still getting state aid? In other words, does that still come? Because, you know, I would say this is probably going to be an expense.
Absolutely. This is not, just because the building itself is not open, there are significant costs. And many districts are continuing to provide breakfast and lunch programs for their families.
Ooh, yeah.
And so you need staff to either make deliveries or be available at the school when families come to pick up those meals.
Talking to Patrice McCarthy, she's the Deputy Director and General Counsel for the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. The one group of students that we've talked about a lot and who we feel the worst for are high school seniors. Obviously, they've worked for 12 years to get to this point. And I know a couple of parents have reached out to me, Patrice. If school is done remotely for the rest of the year, is there any chance that schools can hold graduation ceremonies, provided the restrictions to gather have been lifted?
It will very much depend upon the timing of when those restrictions are lifted. And I know that every district cares deeply about all of their students, but it is particularly challenging to try and make sure that those seniors have a meaningful culminating experience to their high school years.
Yeah, I think, you know, Google commencement is just not really the way to go. So.
Right. And I would think, too, Patrice, that it's also a matter of you can still make plans for the graduations. You don't have to. You don't have to cancel them now. That would seem to be a little bit too proactive. Wait and see what the governor says as far as how things are handled.
Exactly. We all have to wait until we know that we have a safe environment for people to gather. Families can certainly, I would expect, have small celebrations, whether or not there is a public graduation ceremony.
We talked to the governor a couple days ago, and maybe it was yesterday, as a matter of fact.
It was.
And I think there was some speculation that he had, Joe, you heard it on what, WCBS, one of our stations?
Well, he had said that he said that to us, too, that it was his, that there was a distinct possibility that schools would be closed for the rest of the year. Does the CABE have a stance on that?
Again, right now the governor's order extends through April 20th. We'll have to wait and see what is deemed appropriate after that point. It's certainly our hope that even if this school year was completed remotely, that if the school buildings are safe to use in the summer, they would be available for summer learning opportunities.
You know what? There's another expense, though, just came to me, because you're probably going to have to do bio cleansing of all of these school buildings.
Many of the districts have had their custodial staffs do that deep cleaning already. And so if the buildings have been completely shuttered, they might not even need to redo that.
Okay.
Obviously, a scenario that no one could have ever imagined, because we've never dealt with it before. What are you saying, Patrice, to your teachers and to your administrators to try to keep their spirits up?
Well, what we are seeing is an incredible example of the collaboration that we have in Connecticut, a real commitment from everyone to the welfare of students. That's school board members, superintendents, teachers, our commissioner of education, and our parents. So I think that is a real strength, and that ongoing communication and collaboration and our resilience is going to be what gets us through this and gives our students an ongoing learning opportunity.
Very well said. Patrice, thanks for the time. Good luck. We'll check in with you maybe a month from now and see where we stand. Thank you.
Terrific.
Patrice McCarthy, Deputy Director and General Counsel for the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Look, it's not an easy scenario for anybody. Nobody's saying that it is.
I think, as she pointed out, everybody's kind of adjusted pretty well.
Right.
Just is trying to.
So. Yeah, is hope.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.